Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
Hey, welcome to today's video. Today we're going to discuss low-carb fruits that are allowed while on the ketogenic diet. This has been one of the biggest challenges for me since I first started the keto diet. I was a big consumer of fruits. The high sugar content really made it difficult for me to get my weight down. However, once I started eliminating a lot of these fruits from my daily diet, I found the pounds really started to fall. So I know it sounds a little counterintuitive. We've been taught all along that fruits are very healthy, and they are. However, when you think about it, throughout human history, fruits were really a luxury, not something that we ate year-round. Nowadays, we're actually consuming fruits 365 days a year. For the most part, these fruits are imported from across the world, so they are always in season. But fortunately, when doing a ketogenic diet, there are many fruits that you can enjoy, so we're going to discuss those fruits. The first is an avocado. Avocados are very rich in essential fatty acids. It's an excellent source of fiber. One avocado contains less than 2 carbs per 100 gram serving. So again, this is a fruit that I now eat essentially every day. You can do a lot with it. There's a lot of avocado recipes, and I'll go ahead and put a link here at the bottom of the show description. So avocado is definitely a fruit that you want to have in your diet on a regular basis. Red tomatoes are also a fruit. Contrary to popular belief, a lot of people think they are a vegetable. This does not mean ketchup is a fruit, right? Ketchup is full of sugar. One serving of tomatoes has 2.5 grams of carbohydrates. So again, feel free to have as many tomatoes as you would like. Raspberries are another fruit that's allowed while on the ketogenic diet. They have about 5 grams per serving. So again, you can make a nice raspberry blueberry smoothie, or simply just enjoy the raspberries as a snack. Maybe mix them with some nuts. Again, makes a great keto snack. Strawberries are another favorite fruit of mine. They have, one serving has approximately 6 grams of carbohydrates. Again, these can also be made into a smoothie, eaten by themselves, maybe sometimes dipped in stevia to make it a little bit sweeter, but it becomes a great dessert after dinner or even after lunch or even a great snack. So again, these are some of the fruits that you might want to add to your daily regimen. Blackberries are another favorite treat of mine that I really enjoy. Sometimes I'll simply eat them as a snack. I'll have them as a dessert. I'll even make a smoothie. What I'll do is I'll use a unsweetened almond milk to ensure that I'm keeping my carb content down. Sometimes I'll add some stevia to the smoothie as well as adding ice to the blackberry smoothie. One serving of blackberries contain 14 grams of carbohydrates. However, due to the high fiber content, they have about 6 grams of net carb. So this makes them, again, an ideal fruit for those on a ketogenic diet. Clementines might be another fruit that you can have when they're in season. They have approximately 8.5 total carbs and about 7.5 net carbs. Starfruit is another low carb fruit. One serving would have about 8 to 9 total carbs, and then the net carbs would be about 5.5. So again, if you have not had a starfruit, they're amazing. Consider adding it to your diet. Blueberries are another common fruit. However, you have to limit this to about 1/2 cup, which has about 9 net carbs. And again, real easy to go over if you have too many. Last but not least are plums. You may consider having a medium-sized plum, which has about 7 net carbs. So again, hopefully you find this video useful. We want you to enjoy the ketogenic diet. You have to make sure that you are getting adequate fruits. They are very high in antioxidants, have a lot of health benefits, but at the same time, they can be very high in sugar. So if you do overdo it on fruit, remember, if you're having too much sugar, that does put you at risk of going out of ketosis. However, you can simply go for a walk, go for a jog, do some exercise so you can burn up that extra sugar, and that will help you to get back into a state of ketosis. So hopefully you find this video useful, and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Also, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter by searching Eric Madrid, MD. Thank you, and have a great day.